2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 59 degrees.
No crashes and no delays so far on our drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
The University of Utah football team is dealing with another tragedy.
He just won the Ty Jordan Award. He was wearing Ty Jordan's number. And to die of a gunshot wound is just traumatic for this team.
There's no suspect or person of interest yet in the deadly shooting. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live and begins our team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Aaron Lowe switched his jersey from number 2 to number 22 for Ty Jordan, who accidentally shot and killed himself less than a year ago. Lowe and Jordan were high school teammates in Texas, and they were friends. Fans say they are reliving their grief.
He just won the Ty Jordan Award. He was wearing Ty Jordan's number. And to die of a gunshot wound is just traumatic for this team.
The university says they are in contact with Lowe's family and providing support for them, and their focus is on the others on the team and what they need. The police chief needs more witnesses to come forward. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Support for Aaron Lowe's family continues to flood in following the shooting. KSL-TV's Sam Farnsworth continues our team coverage with a statement from the Utes head football coach.
Kyle Whittingham released a statement saying, quote, "We're devastated to hear about the passing of Aaron Lowe. Our thoughts and prayers are with Aaron's family and friends, along with the other individual who was harmed in this tragic incident. Aaron was a great teammate, friend, brother, and son, and was loved by anyone who crossed paths with him. He will be deeply missed."
U of U Athletic Director Mark Harlan also released a statement saying, in part, Aaron was a terrific young man, a leader on our football team, and a rock of resiliency and courage.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The first of three victims has been identified in a deadly Amtrak train derailment in Montana. Zach Schneider's wife, Becca, says her husband was killed when the Empire Builder passenger train went off the rails.
The train headed from Chicago to Seattle with more than 150 people on board when it took a deadly turn near the town of Joplin. 8 of the train's 10 cars derailing, several toppling to their sides in this remote area. First responders quickly arriving on the scene while passengers jumped into action to help rescue people trapped in the wreckage.
ABC's Rena Roy says Schneider was a software developer and a debate coach.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get both moderates and progressives in the Democratic Party to join together to get President Biden's trillion-dollar infrastructure bill passed. But so far, it's been a tough task.
We likely see them whittle that cost down by writing in the bill that those programs aren't guaranteed forever. Basically, they only write a bill for the first 3 years or 4 years. And I heard from a lot of progressives that they would prefer to go that route because they think that once some of those social programs are in place, like universal pre-K, if it's in place for 3 or 4 years, are voters really going to stomach all of a sudden rolling it back?
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks reporting.
Mourners packed a funeral home in Long Island, New York over the weekend to say goodbye to Gabby Petito. At the same time, FBI agents returned to the Laundrie home in Florida to collect DNA samples.
The search continues for Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who's charged with unauthorized use of a debit card and is considered a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance. An attorney for Laundrie's parents confirming FBI agents were at their home Sunday, requesting some personal items belonging to their son to assist with DNA matching. The reward for information that leads to his capture now stands at $30,000.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. You might want to spend some time today digging the sweaters and jackets out for the fall storage bins.
Pretty big change coming this week, guys, with a front that arrives tomorrow and late tonight. So the winds are going to pick up late tonight. We'll get those south winds going. And then the cool air marches in tomorrow with the showers and storms in the afternoon. And then a big drop in temperature. So we're going to feel it. It's back to some fall stuff by the middle of the week.
Grant says our highs are going to drop by about 10 degrees on Wednesday and another 15 degrees or so on Thursday.
200,000 drivers pass through Lehigh and Point of the Mountain on I-15 every day. And UDOT is working on helping all those drivers stay in the correct lanes. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story.
UDOT has begun painting a new kind of stripes on the freeway in northern Utah County, what they call contrast striping. KSL.com reports the new stripes are meant to be easier to see in bad weather or at times of the day when the sun is at a low angle. The project will continue in overnight hours through the month of October. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.